Lost Love Song, written by Minnie Dark and read by Ariane Parks Lockwood and Marcello Fabrizi, with original music by Paul Smith. Nearing her bus stop, Evie was aware of the sounds and smells drifting her way from the midwinter markets, which had filled the East Princes Street gardens with their fairground rides, bric-a-brac stands and food stalls. This night would be a big one for the traders, and in a few hours' time the strains of Auld Lang Syne would ring out through the city. Evie threw 50p to a kilted piper, who had likely been playing Scotland the Brave and Amazing Grace on rotation for several hours already, and dodged a young man who'd started work early on his New Year's Day hangover. And as she walked, she mulled over something that had happened at work that day. Just after lunch, she'd made a coffee for a customer. Nothing remarkable there, of course, except that the customer had been Slim Lorraine, the poet. A few nights earlier, she'd seen him read at the poetry library. Slim had tanned skin and a white walrus moustache that obscured his entire mouth, and he wore his equally white hair in a low, thick ponytail. On the library's mezzanine floor, sitting beside Dave, Evie had listened as Slim Lorraine's smooth, accented voice had painted pictures of big skies and wild animals, broken hearts, and the invisible touch of angels. Afterwards, Evie had quietly sipped wine and nibbled cheese and crackers, leaving it to Dave, who was also a real, actual poet, to introduce himself to Slim and say how good the reading had been. Today, in the daylight of the cafe, Slim had looked a little older, a bit smaller, a touch more human. At the sight of him, Evie's Starbucks smile had switched from autopilot to genuine. "What can I get for you?"
"Café Misto, if you please," he'd said in that raw silk voice of his.
"What size?"
"What do I have to choose from?"
"Short, tall, grande, venti." Evie had gestured to the model cups on the counter, and the poet had looked bemused.
"Funny world, isn't it? Where tall is on the shorter side of things. What do you recommend?"
"I guess you could choose by what you want to be," Evie had offered. Again, she tapped the lids of the cups as she went through the options. "You want to be short, tall, grand, or," she tapped the venti, "20 and Italian." The poet laughed.
"Now you put it that way, it's obvious, isn't it?"
When Evie came back to the counter and fitted the lid over the poet's takeaway venti, he'd looked at her closely and put his head on an inquisitive angle.
"I think I know you."
"Oh, I doubt that."
"I do. I do know you," he'd said, nodding. "Aren't you Dave Wright's girlfriend?"